We do everything here. Like, we blend everything here, we package, we do shipping. And my husband is the master brewer, so he does the brewing of the concentrate. And it's a family, you know, we're a chai family. We all sit down and have chai together. I always have a thermos of chai here in the morning for us to share. Yes. Well, I want everybody for it to feel like a home to people that work here and also to anybody that walks in. Because chai, to me, is like, has great memories of bringing people together. I want to be able to do that.
Georgia agriculture comes in many flavors. From the sweet, to the savory, to the spicy, the Peach State has some of the best the world has to offer. But what's good for the taste buds can also be good for the soul. Today we visit a business which is brewing up a love-filled family tradition, one cup at a time. I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand. I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed to the county seat of Cobb County, Marietta, by way of India. What? Just wait. We are here to meet Monica Sunny, founder of The Chai Box. This cozy little cafe is a place where visitors can learn about and experience all the wonders of chai.
Let's talk about the idea. Yeah. Where did it come from?
Well, you know, I was born in India, so chai has always been a part of my life. Growing up, I would have chai with my mom and dad, my grandparents, so it's a big part of our culture, which I wanted to instill in my boys. The Chai Box really grew out of my love for chai and my desire to teach my boys how to make chai and let them also experience that chai time together.
A treasured family ritual was the inspiration behind this business. Monica found that once others got to experience that ritual for themselves, they wanted to know more.
So that's what I started doing, chai time with my boys after school on Fridays, and I would prepare my chai and have samosas and sit down and have this nice connection where I would sit with them and we chat about school, and it was a really special time, and it just became a tradition. And they looked forward to it. I looked forward to it. My oldest son, Ethan, had food allergy. So a lot of the play dates were at my house. And the moms would come, the kids would come, and we would have chai together. Everybody wanted to learn how to make chai. So the foundation of Chai Box is really teaching people how to make chai. That's how it kind of started, with me wanting to teach my boys, and then friends and family and neighbors wanted to learn too. And so literally the Chai Box grew out of my kitchen.
Monica realized she could use her cultural background to educate others about a lesser-known beverage, which is popular all over the world. So what exactly is chai?
So chai means tea. That's what it means. The word chai literally translates to tea. So that's why you see this movement of stop saying chai tea, because what you're saying is redundant, tea. So chai to me means more than tea.
She is right. The word chai literally translates to tea in Hindi and many other languages. But to Monica, chai means so much more.
It means family. It means togetherness. Because I have such wonderful memories surrounded with that, connected to that word.
People think of their tea, they think of their Earl Grey.
Yeah.
And tea will get a bad rap. Like, oh, we need load it with sugar.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed since meeting you and seeing all the different products you have, mm-hmm. there's such a variety,
yes.
many different ways to do it. Mm-hmm. It's almost endless.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you know what? Every household makes chai differently. In India, everybody has their mom's recipe, their own recipe. So it's really up to you how you want to make it. You can make chai without spice, which is also called chai, just because it's just tea leaves, water, milk, and sugar.
And not all chai is made the same.
Some people, like I'm from North India, from Punjab, and we love ginger and fennel. So a lot of the Punjabi people of North India will make chai that's heavy on ginger and fennel. As opposed to, you know, like Bombay, they like Kadak Chai, which is Mumbai, which is really strong tea without any spice. So everybody has their own special recipe to make chai.
Monica created the Chai Box as a way to educate people on the magic of chai. As part of that mission, Chai Box specializes in pre-mixed chai blends with everything you need to make chai at home. And it all comes in, you guessed it, a box.
So we have our namesake product. So this is our box. So this is a typical spice box that you would see in Indian household. So when I was trying to teach my boys how to make chai, I took the spice box and I put, you know, cloves, spices, tea leaves, and a little index card on instructions how to make chai. And that's what my boys used. They used this to learn how to make chai, and they would call this the chai box. So when I was teaching people how to make chai, you know, make it your way, they wanted something that was easier to do, so already blended. So then we came up with our blends. So we have about 14 different blends with different spices that are inspired by different regions in India.
The Chai Box offers a wide variety of enticing tea blends. They even sell raw ingredients like candied ginger, cardamom, and rose petals so you can make your own. All the spices are sourced directly from farmers in India.
And then we decided, well, you know, if we're going to source, we want to source our single origin spices from regenerative farmers in Kerala, India, which is the spice capital of the world. And these spices are so robust and flavorful, and we get them directly from the farmers, so they're fresh. And we hand blend everything here. So whatever you're getting from the Chai Box has not been sitting on shelves. It's literally like fresh right away in small batches.
The Chai Box doesn't just sell tea blends. One of their biggest sellers is their pre-blended chai concentrate, which comes in a bottle. When perfecting the formula, they wanted it to taste just as good as the real thing.
We wanted a chai concentrate that comes out of a bottle to taste like something that you would make it at home. So it's not overspiced, over-sugared. So this is our chai concentrate. It's a liquid base, water, spices, and a little bit of sugar, and tea leaves. So all you have to do is add milk to this, and then you can have it iced or hot. So this chai concentrate is actually labor of love of my son, Ethan. At that time, he was 16. So Ethan and I worked on this recipe for about a year and 174 batches.
Now that's dedication to quality. An idea which began in Monica's family household has since grown into a beautiful facility in Marietta, a place where she can spread her love of chai and family throughout Georgia and the world.
In 2021, we moved out of my basement into this facility in Marietta, and we've been here about a little over 2 years now, and it's wonderful. We've grown a wonderful team here, and we do everything here. Like, we blend everything here, we package, we do shipping, and my husband is the master brewer, so he does the brewing of the concentrate. And it's a family, you know, we're a chai family. We all sit down and have chai together. I always have a thermos of chai here in the morning for us to share.
You practice what you preach.
Yes. Well, I want everybody for it to feel like a home to people that work here, and also to anybody that walks in. Because chai, to me, is like, has great memories of bringing people together. I want to be able to do that. If you're working with the Chai Box, you got to feel that. And then if you're walking into the Chai Box, you got to feel that. So hopefully you felt that.
Yeah, absolutely. I did.
Made with love, using ingredients straight from the source and produced as sustainably as possible, that's the Chai Box way.
Let's talk about sustainability. You go the extra mile to make sure things are sustainable and to share it with the community as well.
Yes, like I mentioned, we source from regenerative farms. So our sustainability efforts start from the very beginning, all the way from how we source to how we produce and how we mix. We don't add any preservatives or artificial flavors. And then how we package. We package in rice paper bags, our blends, and which is 85% compost. But we're working to get it to 100%. But that's always work in progress. We also compost our chai mulch, which is a product of when we brew. We have lots of tea and spices, you know, left over, which is really great for gardens. and because it has all these tannins. So we work with the local businesses, farms, and then also just our community who can come get chai mulch and use it in their garden.
Chai mulch probably smells pretty good compared to regular mulch.
Yeah, your backyard's going to smell wonderful.
Besides tasting delicious and bringing families closer together, chai is also good for the body. Common chai ingredients like cinnamon and clove have anti-inflammatory properties. And fennel, that's good for digestion.
Let's talk about the health benefits.
Yeah. Growing up, my mom would always make us a cup of chai that would cure everything. So if you have a headache, she's like, okay, I gotcha. I'm gonna make you chai with cinnamon in it. That helps with, you know, inflammation, that helps with your headache. So all the spices have amazing health benefits. So when you combine them together in a cup of chai, the tea in it also is slow release of caffeine. So that, along with the benefits of the spices, is a great way to start your day.
Chai just might be a healthier substitute for another morning beverage we all know and love.
You know, my grandmother, when we were little, she would just say, every sickness starts from your gut. So if you take care of your stomach, you're pretty good. So if you can start your day off with chai, with some spices, that really is a great start.
How do you see chai as a substitute or something, another option for coffee drinkers out there?
Well, I do like coffee myself. And my husband is a coffee drinker. Chai, because it's a slow release of caffeine, it is a better, you don't get the jitters that you would get, like, you know, the surge of energy that you get by caffeine in coffee, but it works throughout the day in chai. And also, not just the caffeine piece, but the spices that really in the morning help regulate your blood sugar. They help, you know, blood flow.
The process of making chai is like making any other tea, combining spices and aromatics with hot water. But chai meditation is a step beyond. It turns the act of making chai into a sensory ritual and mindfulness practice deeply rooted in Eastern culture. It's a pleasant, peaceful way to get your mind right for the day ahead. Monica grew up watching her mother do a chai meditation every morning.
I watched my mom make chai every morning, and she would do her chai meditation. Doing the meditation alone is very beneficial.
You can find chai meditation videos all over YouTube. It's a great way to start the day. Monica found an audience on Instagram making chai meditation videos of her own.
If you are on Instagram, you can watch my daily chai meditation, which I learned from my mom and my grandfather. And it's unscripted. It's nothing fancy. It's just me in my kitchen, you know, with my phone. And I just kind of go through the process of making chai and talking to people. Hi, let's make some cha. Get your pot out. My favorite is stainless steel. Add in your water. Turn on the stove to medium high and pick your spices. My favorite is cardamom, which is a mood enhancer. Then I'll use some cloves and some cinnamon for inflammation, and of course fennel for digestion, and also because I'm Punjabi. I love to add some roses in, but you don't have to crush those. Add those directly in. Crush the rest of your spices, release those yummy oils, and add it to your water. Give it about 2-3 minutes and you'll see the color change. That means your spices are fresh and good. Add in your tea leaves. I add 2 teaspoons per cup, and look at that beautiful boil. I like to add in raw sugar so it caramelizes. That's my dad's little secret. Add in your milk. I use 1-to-1 ratio, milk and water. Look at that beautiful boil. Don't forget to heat aerate. That mixes all the goodness in. Grab your pot, your teapot, a strainer, and pour in the goodness. You are now ready to enjoy your liquid gold. And let's do some chai meditation. I love to go in my garden, grab my fave cup, and pour in the goodness. It's a perfect way to start your day, take time for yourself, and enjoy. Hope you get a chance to do that. Making chai just involves all your senses, right? The smelling and the boil and the crushing. And it is really therapeutic. It's very soothing. And during the pandemic, a lot of people were tuning in, and that's really how I got connected with a lot of our customers and our community. People just love watching chai meditation. I basically go over every morning how to make chai. So I'll just go in my garden, grab some mint if I want, you know, or I have some herbs in the kitchen or spices. And I just go through the ritual of putting a pot on the stove adding the water, crushing the spices, which you'll get to do. You add that, you know, to the stovetop pot, and you put in the tea leaves, and you smell, and you know, and everything is just really, it's really fragrant. It makes your kitchen smell great. And then you add in the milk and watch it boil. And then you strain it in a cup, and then you enjoy it in your garden. So that's, to me, that's the that is the perfect like recipe of making chai. It's you and your time together with it.
Monica's chai meditations have a therapeutic quality her viewers really enjoy. It was something sorely needed during the stressful times of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We often get DMs, or we get messages and emails like how helpful that just watching that chai meditation, taking, even if you don't like chai or if you're not even making it, just watching it is really good. Just, it's also a reminder to take some time for yourself, whether it's 2 minutes or 10 minutes every morning, to do something for yourself. So that I just is something that I will continue to do. And like I said, for me, it's not creating content. It's just part of my morning that I'm sharing with you. And if it helps people, it just makes me happy.
The chai box is an endeavor born from love, but it wasn't until it got the attention of one very important talk show host turned globally recognized media mogul that everything changed for Monica.
Let's talk about Oprah.
Okay. Well, what can I say? Oprah is, for me, was a dream come true, honestly. Just when I moved to this country in 1984, I was a little girl, and I watched Oprah on TV. I think in 1985 she started her show, and just watching a woman of color on TV, and just at that time I could barely understand English, speak it even, but there was something that was just so genuine and just so daring about her. Like, she would tackle these amazing topics, you know? And as a little girl who, you know, in a totally different culture, it just resonated with me. It just, you know, it's like, okay, like, I just always had that connection.
You've heard of Oprah's favorite things, right? An inclusion on this list is known to instantly send any small business into the stratosphere virtually overnight.
So when we were reached to submit product for Oprah's favorite things, when or not, I was just excited that she was going to try it, because Oprah tries every single thing that's on her list. So I knew whether or not we make it or not, she was going to try. And that just made me so happy.
Sometimes all it takes is one powerful endorsement to turn a great product into a household name. So Monica submitted the chai box for consideration on Oprah's favorite things. And she waited. Finally, one morning, she got the news which would change her whole life.
The day that we got the call or the email, it's like everything stopped. Like, I screamed so loud, and it was just like, it was like that moment of like, what just happened, you know?
Monica found out the one and only Oprah would be listing the chai box as one of her favorite things for 2021. Instantly, her business would be known all around the world.
And then, once you realize you're on Oprah's favorite thing, like, then it's like, well, that moment, oh my God, what are we going to do? We have to prep up, and you know, because you have 2 months before Oprah like announces it. So we found out end of August, and then November 1st is when she was going to announce it on Good Morning America. And we also, so 10 of her favorite things were on Good Morning America. So she chosen the chai box to be there.
So Monica kicked her business into high gear, stocking up inventory to fulfill the new orders which came pouring in.
So we had this extra pressure of having more inventory. So my community came together here in Marietta. Our family, my mom, my husband's mom, people that we go to church with here that came together, soccer moms, like, and you know, anybody that I could think of, we had, if you would have seen this area, and maybe we have some pictures we can show you, but literally everything from floor to ceiling was filled with gift boxes, because we had to get ready for Oprah, and then we had to get ready for Good Morning America. Our community came together, and that was the most beautiful part of it, you know, all of us coming together to get ready. And then in 4 hours on Good Morning America, we sold out. So that was it. So
we're like,
that's
it,
you don't have no more. Being on Oprah's favorite things, it's no joke, because it truly uplifts a small business. Like, you know, like, just, it put us on the map. It truly did. That's what we're trying to do, to spread the love of chai. And she just did that in a moment for us, and it's been great.
Monica's family have been a fundamental part of the whole Chai Box operation, particularly her children.
They came up with the name to begin with, so that was kind of cool.
Besides spreading the love of chai, it's given this family a reason to stay connected to their roots in India.
And you've had a chance to go back and...
Oh yeah, we go. My husband goes every year. We try to go at least every 3 years. We're about to do another sourcing trip in August of this year with my boy. So we're going to be visiting farmers and tea plantations, and you know, it's good to stay connected.
I'm sure glad Monica's parents chose to take new roots here in the Peach State. Georgia agriculture is all the richer and peaceful because of it. For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.